Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Pierre Kimsey, sitting in for Eric Barnes. Joining us is Bill Dries of the Memphis Daily News, Les Smith, Fox 13 News, Amos Mackey of the Commercial Appeal, and Jackson Baker of the Memphis Flyer. And of course, the big story today is the elections. And Bill, let's start with you. Give us an overview of what happened.
Basically, A.C. Wharton wins a full four-year term as mayor with 65% of the vote, not having too much trouble at all with his nine other challengers. Every incumbent who ran on the Memphis City Council, which is 12 of the 13 members, they all won. This is the largest return of incumbents to the council in the 43-year history of the mayor-council form of government. The one open race without an incumbent goes to a runoff on November 10th. That is in District 7. It will be between Lee Harris and Kimba Ford. Now, neither one of them got 50%, thus the reason for the runoff. This race was so close that Harris won the vote totals for the night by a margin of 4 votes. Pretty interesting stuff. About certainly the closest race on the ballot, the only contest that was really in doubt on the ballot.
Amos, tell me, did you think that Mayor Wharton was a little off on his acceptance speech? We heard of Mayor Wharton that we haven't heard before.
I think it was heartfelt that he believes he's done the best he could do, bringing jobs to the city, fixing city government. And you had people out there who basically would say anything, in his opinion, to get in the mayor's office, whether it was good for the city or bad for the city. I think that's what we saw last night in the mayor's speech and in his interviews afterwards.
Jackson Baker, give me an idea of what your impressions were from last night's
election. Well, you know, we can talk and make good conversation about all the factors that influenced this outcome or that. When I look at the figures, almost everybody, not only did 12 incumbents win, but almost everybody won by 65% or points in that vicinity. It's almost as if these other factors didn't even play. That this was, the turnout was so low that name recognition was the main factor in this election. And those endorsement ballots, the mayor had an endorsement ballot, didn't influence anything. The unions had endorsement ballots, didn't influence anything. I think basically this election played out like some kind of automatic music.
Les?
I think Mayor Wharton told me last night that with his victory, he's going to hit the ground running on Monday. He's got three or four new agendas that he's going to be focusing on with his administration. But I will warn you that if one of those agendas happens to be trying to boost Lee Harris against a fight with Kimba Ford and at the 7th District runoff, that's not a good idea. I think Kimba Ford is going to win that, and it's only going to create some bad feelings, especially in the African-American community, between Wharton and the Fords, and that's an area where AC is susceptible with the African-American votes. So let's just stick with the agendas that are economics and other things like that.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us.